This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, everybody. This is the Power Hour. I'm Mark Levin. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811.
Well. What do we have here? Yes. Mark Warner. Mark Warner is an utterly useless public non-servant. But he'll keep getting elected in Virginia as Virginia's turned darker and darker blue. And so you can see these reprobates, they get these seats and they're never going to leave. Like Tim Kaine, two of the dumbest senators in the country from one state, and that's saying something. Now you have a moron for governor, a jihadi for lieutenant governor, and a complete psycho for attorney general. Virginia, they call it the state for lovers. You ever see that, Mr. Producer? It's now the state for lunatics. Not the people of Virginia, the politicians in Virginia. Now, so we have Warner. He's on the Morning Schmo Show, which means nobody's watching him, but I'll bring it to your attention just because I can. Let's listen to this. Cut five, go.
Remember, this is an administration that has treated the
first of all,
uniform...
It sounds like he's a cartoon character, doesn't he, Rich?
He remember, he's a...
Actually, he sounds like a male Nancy Pelosi to me, actually. In fact, in the right light, he actually looks a little like Nancy Pelosi, or she like him. Let's start over. Cut five, go.
Remember, this is an administration that has treated the uniformed military with unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is
really, I suspect the military backs this president very strongly in a significant number, as opposed to you, moron. You. And why is this guy anywhere near the Pentagon? Who is this guy, Mark Warner? He was elected to office early on. He spent tens of millions of dollars way back when in the Commonwealth of Virginia to become governor. He made his money from, I don't remember what it was, early on in cell phones and that kind of business.
And now he knows everything.
Go ahead.
Fired, uniformed generals from the head of the NSA, the head
of
the...
Oh, don't fire anybody. No. You can never do that, especially in the military. No.
Abraham Lincoln fired a lot of generals, too, you clown. Till he found generals who would do what he needed them to do.
No. You can't do that, says Mark Warner. No.
Go ahead.
And I think... in many ways,
he sounds a little like Quasimodo. He sounds like a cartoon character. I forget who it was. Who was that, Mr. Producer? You remember? I used to know.
Yes.
Beavis and Butthead. That's who it was. Now, is that Beavis or Butthead, or does it matter? We never really watch. All right, go ahead.
Military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump, and I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
Listen to that. What do they mean, save us from Trump? What has Trump done with the military that's so horrendous? Seriously. What has he done?
They're going to save us from Trump.
These are sick bastards. They really are sick, as far as I'm concerned. It's Mark Warner. Sits on the Armed Services Committee. Why? I don't know why, but he shouldn't, should he? President has taken on Ilhan Omar. That's not a very difficult task, but at least he has the guts to do it. He said she's garbage. Comes to this country. This country embraces her with open arms, saves her and members of her family. She becomes very wealthy and spends her entire time trashing the country, trashing the Constitution, and whining and bitching. Says she ought to be removed. She ought to go back to her original country, Somalia, and try and fix that country if she hates our country so much. I happen to share that view, by the way. People don't get to just come into this country and trash it and try to overthrow it, try to destroy it, try and tear down the morale of the people. And yet that's what we have here with Omar. That's what we have with a whole bunch of migrants who've come into this country. Not all, but too damn many. Particularly the Islamists. So here's Donald Trump in the Oval Office today. He's asked about this. Cut six, go.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is saying that he's actually proud to have the largest Somali community in the country.
Wow, that stands for a lot. That's the guy that helped burn down his city in that police precinct. Oh, Mayor Frey said that? He's so fantastic. And, of course, he needs the Somali vote, this little weasel Democrat, in order to get his ass elected again. He barely did, by the way. Go ahead.
He's a fool.
Well, his police chief is also saying...
I wouldn't be proud to have the largest Somalian. Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just people walking around killing each other. Look, these Somalians have taken billions of dollars out of our country. They've taken billions and billions of dollars. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. It's a fraud. She tries to deny it now, but you can't really deny
marriage
it.
Made in heaven.
And she shouldn't be allowed to be a congresswoman, and I'm sure people are looking at that. And she should be thrown the hell out of our country. And most of those people, they have destroyed Minnesota, okay? Minnesota, you have an incompetent governor. You have a crooked governor. He's crooked as hell, but he's incompetent. Waltz is, he should be ashamed. That beautiful land, that beautiful state, it's a hellhole right now. And the Somalians should be out of here. They've destroyed our country. And all they do is complain, complain, complain. You have her. She's always talking about the Constitution provides me with... go back to your own country and figure out your constitution. All she does is complain about this country. Without this country, she would not be in very good shape. She probably wouldn't be alive right now.
That's the truth. He's speaking the truth. You're not allowed to speak the truth with the Democrat Party media. That is the truth. Cut seven, go.
So Somalia's considered by many to be the worst country on earth. I don't know. I haven't been there. I won't be there anytime soon, I hope. But what the Somalian people have done to Minnesota is not even believable. It's not even believable. And a lot of it starts with the governor. A lot of it starts with Barack Hussein Obama, because that's when people started coming in. And you have to have people come in that are going to love our country, cherish our country. They want to kiss our country goodnight. They talk about our country. We want them to pray for our country. And this is not the people living in Minnesota. And she's a disaster. She should not be, and her friends shouldn't be allowed. Frankly, they shouldn't even be allowed to be congresspeople. Okay, they shouldn't even be allowed to be Congress people because they don't represent the interests of our country.
And what he's stating there is what used to be U.S. policy prior to 1965. Used to be U.S. policy that was supposed to be even subsequent to 1965. You have to show your loyalty to America, your allegiance to America, your willingness to cut your allegiance to other cultures and so forth. Doesn't mean you can't have, you know, an Italian background and celebrate that background, or an Irish background and celebrate that background, or an African background or celebrate. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about America as your allegiance, a patriotic citizen. And coming to this country and trashing this country and attacking this country and attacking its institutions and on and on and on, you would never have been accepted in the past into this country. No way. You see, the purpose of immigration is to do what? It's to serve the citizenry, the current citizenry of the country. It's to improve the country. It's not to serve the interests of the alien who happens to come into the country, is here a couple of years, and then makes demands, like the Islamists. And they tell you, we're going to change America. Their imams tell us. They tell us. It's all over the Internet. We're going to change this country. People are going to comply with Sharia law. They even talk about killing people who won't comply. They talk about creating these Islamist Sharia law-controlled communities within our states and within our country. What is that? And then people make excuses. This president's not making any excuse, and you're not going to find many politicians in either party, but certainly in the Democrat Party, but also in the Republican Party, who are willing to speak the truth. This man is. This man is. That's why they hate him. They hate him. And because he speaks the truth, he's a racist, you see. He's a bigot. Why? He didn't say, I'm attacking the Somalis because most of them are of color. They're black. He didn't say that. Because he doesn't believe that. But the stereotypes pushed by the left in order to avoid any debate, any discussion. Look, the governor of Wisconsin is as white as a piece of white chalk. He's the dumbest, most ignorant, radical left-wing kook, and he ultimately is responsible for all of this. He's not a Somalian, is he? He's not black, is he? And yet he's destroyed his state. He turned his head when all this corruption was going on. And his race is irrelevant as much as the race of the Somalis are irrelevant. What Trump is talking about is the culture of that country, which is a disaster, an absolute disaster. Here's the Minnesota police chief, Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara. Cut eight, go.
Folks that are masked, that they're not sure if they're law enforcement, that they may be kidnapping people. Like, we have had those reports. I want to be clear to the community. The community should know that if you see something like that, that is legitimate, that you don't know if someone is law enforcement, you should call 911. And you should provide
all right,
as much...
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't the way it works. ICE goes in, they announce themselves. They have the three letters on their garb, ICE. They have vehicles that have the three letters on their vehicles. They come in large numbers. It's not some slob on the corner walking around, hey, I'm ICE. No. These are people who are identifiable, recognizable, and so forth and so on. So to create the impression that these are people in masks, and if they come up and you're not sure who they are, call 911, this police chief is not a police chief. He's a left-wing kook activist. He relies on the support of the political infrastructure in Minneapolis. And I want you to understand something. This is important. I was the first to raise it, so I'm going to underscore it. This is the new Democrat Party Confederacy. You cannot have cities and states under the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution
where the federal government is given plenary power on, over the issue of immigration, and the president in particular, so has ruled the Supreme Court about 12 or 15 years ago, you cannot have local law enforcement tell the citizens, and they are citizens of the United States, that they can defy federal constitutional enforcement of federal immigration law. And tell foreigners that they can defy federal law enforcement and federal immigration laws. They are not free to nullify our federal laws. They are not free to claim that they are immune from the Constitution and immune from federal law by claiming to be a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state. That is unconstitutional. Isn't it hilarious? The strikes on these Venezuelan drug boats, because they're out to destroy our country and kill our people, they say, that's illegal, you can't do that. And yet these are Democrats that support sanctuary cities and states, which is the closest thing to secession since the Civil War. They don't believe in the law. They don't believe in the Constitution. They're full of crap. They're destroying our country. Of course the Democrats are going to stand by this particular community. Of course the Democrats are going to stand by those who push Sharia law. Those who are going to stand is Democrat. They want to turn Texas, so of course they're going to support these Islamist Sharia law enclaves to try and destroy that state. That's all they care about, the Democrat Party. Mamdani. He's the face. He's the faith. He's the ideology of the Democrat Party today and in the future. And they don't care. It's power, baby. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlie's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlie's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlie's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
785-9132.
You know, in all the time I've been supporting Pure Talk, my wireless company, I can honestly say I've never seen an offer like this from them. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data with a 30-gig hotspot, just $29.95 a month for life. Friends, this is Pure Talk's top-tier plan, normally $65 a month. Now through December 7th, just $29.95 a month, you're saving over 50% a month every month for life. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, for Pure Talk's best unlimited plan, just $29.95 a month for life. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team can have you switched in minutes. Keep your phone, keep your number, but start saving with unlimited for life for just $29.95 a month. Again, dial #250, say Mark Levin, switch to my wireless company, Pure Talk. Taxes and fees not included. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. Offer ends December 7th, 2025.
Mark Levin is back on your radio.
So Ilhan Omar, while she's on MS Now, MS Now. What kind of a name is that for a now? MS Now. And that means what exactly? Seriously. But in any event, she's going to throw out the bromides. She's going to throw out the bromides. She's now married to another man who's not her brother, I don't believe. And they're worth $7 million because America is so racist. It's so horrendous. Unlike Somalia, which is a wonderland. It's the Disneyland of Africa. It's a hellhole where people are slaughtered, where gangs run the country. People are brutalized. That's what it is. Cut 11, go.
He's always been a racist, a bigot, a xenophobic, and Islamophobic.
All right, that's why, let me get all this, because, you know. She's good at memorizing slogans and then regurgitating them, burping them up. So racist, a bigot, xenophobic, and Islamophobic. Racist and bigot. I've always thought that's you, Ilhan. May I call you Ilhan? I think I will. And, of course, Islamophobic. Why, did he bring up Islam? I don't believe he did. Go ahead.
Called African nations hole in his first administration. We know that when he came down...
He didn't call African nations blank holes in his first administration. He called many nations out there that are blank holes. And many of them are. You're the one who had to escape Somalia, Ilhan. What do you call it? A winter paradise? What do you call it? More when we return. I'll be right back.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
2025 Gold and Silver Kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD to find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Help protect what you've worked so hard for before it's too late. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. You should always consult with your financial and tax professional.
The Mark Levin Show is on the air.
I am ready to start the show.
The Mark Levin Show, live and national. At 877-381-3811.
Monetary goal, ladies and gentlemen. Why do the best financial advisors tell you to diversify? Why? Because putting all your money in one place is like gambling recklessly. It's like putting all your money on red on the roulette table over and over and over again, or black on the roulette table. And why is it bad just to have cash? And I don't mean cash in your mattress or in your wallet, but to be in a cash, pretty much a cash investment only, because you're relying on the value of the dollar. Now, I wish we could, but when you have a government that has a $38 trillion on-budget debt and a $300 trillion off-budget debt, some would consider that a big mistake. But if I'm wrong and you diversify, you're still in good shape, because you're putting money in what are considered legitimate, reliable investments, just not all in one basket. That's what diversification means. That's why financial experts tell you to do that. And that's why I suggest that you consider gold as part of your diversification plan. Why? Gold never loses all of its value. And what's interesting is when monetary systems or financial systems collapse, people rely on what? Gold and silver. And so it's always good, in my view, to have some. To have some. Now, you don't have to sit by helplessly. Other people are not going to fix this for you. That's pretty clear. Other people are not going to fix this for you. And for over 25 years, monetary gold has helped Americans to get help protecting their wealth through every one of these government-created financial storms. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and a proven record of helping clients come out stronger on the other side. Monetary Gold is a great, great business. It's a wonderful company. Other people are not going to fix this for you. They simply won't. So I want you to check into Monetary Gold. There's no risk. They're not going to punish you, anything like that. Call 877-NOW-GOLD. Very simple. 877-NOW-GOLD. Or visit marklovesgold.com, marklovesgold.com, and that's true. 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. When the dollar is shaky, gold gets stronger. Gold has been hitting record highs. And you'll say, okay, well, I missed out. Hardly. Hardly. It's got plenty of room to go, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen. But that's why you diversify. Help protect what's yours. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment. But if you don't call, you're never going to know. 877-NOW-GOLD or visit marklovesgold.com. All right. Okie dokie. Let's take a call or two or seven. Let's go to Pastor Jay, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, XM Satellite. Pastor Jay, how are you, sir?
Very well, Mark. Never felt better.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Mark, in Philadelphia, I've noticed an influx of mosques in Philadelphia and Philadelphia proper. I live in North Philadelphia, and I have noticed that there's more of a presence of, and some people call me an Islamophobe, which I am not, but I just noticed that if there is an influx of Muslims, both in the mosques that are being built in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. where CARE started, and I also noticed that in our school system, mm-hmm. There seems to be an introduction to Sharia law. A lot mm-hmm. of the teachers, because as you know, Philadelphia is super liberal, mm-hmm. are, and they have the ear of the teachers and administrators in the school district of Philadelphia. And so I'm seeing it firsthand. When I listen to your program and then I actually look around in the community where I live, I see it unfolding every day.
Well, Pastor, you know I'm an old Philadelphian, and I have no doubt that you're right. I've been keeping track of this, and you're right in every respect, everything you've just said. You have very weak political leadership, very left-wing. You've got this governor. Everyone, Josh Shapiro, he's Jewish, and he's been kowtowing to the most radical elements and imams in Philadelphia and elsewhere, But Philadelphia is becoming certainly ground zero in Pennsylvania and ground zero on the East Coast in many respects for this whole Islamist radical movement. And I'm not surprised that a lot of this has gone on in North Philadelphia. You know, I grew up on Cheltenham, right on the border with North Philadelphia. And I went to school at Temple in North Philadelphia. And, you know, you've got wonderful people there, but I feel like this movement is moving into North Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, moving into Philadelphia, period, here, Pastor. So what do you think? I mean, are people noticing this?
No, even in the evangelical community, people seem to be asleep at the wheel. I've been hitting the pots and pans, banging the pots and pans. Again, it's fallen on deaf ears for the most part, and you don't have a lot of true conservatives in Philadelphia, even in our Republican Party. It's super liberal.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even say they're moderate. They're past moderate. And I'm looked at and viewed as a person who is an alarmist and so forth. But again, Mark, I appreciate your program because it gives me a compass, not only for what's going on around the country, but in Philadelphia. I kind of see exactly what you're saying unfolding more and more as the years progress. I've seen that over the last 3 or 4 years, an influx.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Now, on another note, what the hell's wrong with the Eagles? I had to take my Eagles hat off and throw it in my closet. It was so embarrassing.
Mark, they are playing horrible now, and I'm going to be patient with them because we did win a Super Bowl last year, so I don't want to be too greedy, but they're taking steps backwards. And I happen to disagree with you about the gentleman from Virginia. He does not sound to me like Quasimodo. He sounds like the actor from the Maltese Falcon, Peter Lorre.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Very good, Pastor. You call more often, okay? Love to talk to you. You're terrific.
Often. Thank you.
God bless you, man. All right. Let's go to Jim Lusby, Maryland, the great WMAL. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Mark. Thank you for taking my call.
We met
at your last book signing. Thank you very much for that. We talked about the Nationals real quick. That book is just phenomenal. If people do not understand what's going on in this country, my opinion, it all started back with an individual who said, we are going to fundamentally transform the United States of America.
You're right, Obama.
And
he started it. You're right.
I didn't want to say his name. Makes me sick to say that name. But, that's when all this started, how is it that in Texas there are enclaves of the Muslim people that are starting Sharia law out there? How is that legal according to our Constitution?
Well, you're allowed to start it, but you're not allowed to impose it. And I think that's why electing Chip Roy, Attorney General, there would be tremendous. They've got a great governor there, Abbott. But you have these other states like New Jersey and Michigan with these Democrat governors who appease this and then embrace it and then promote it for the sake of the Democrat Party. That's the disaster, and it's hard to reverse this. But there's no assimilation taking place in these communities, none. In fact, their goal is to take out the country. That's the facts. And thank you for your calls. It was great meeting you, too. I appreciate it. And I want to mention this. I haven't. It's been a while. For those of you who really want to learn about this and so much more, my book on power is very readable, very accessible. I saw it was in Barnes & Noble. It's still up in the front. I want to salute them and other bookstores and so forth, and, of course, on Amazon.com. Now, right now on Amazon.com, they're having an unbelievable sale. It's part of their Black Friday sale that goes on for a few weeks and then stops. My book is 51% off. It's $13.25. Now, you might say, oh, they're trying to get rid of it. No. This is what Amazon does leading up to Christmas to try and draw purchasers. quite frankly, away from retailers. That's what they're doing. It provides you with an opportunity. You can go to Barnes & Noble. I love Barnes & Noble. I go to a Barnes & Noble, and I'm in there 3 hours. I'm telling you the truth. I love it. It's like a kid in a candy store for me. Or you go into some of these other wonderful bookstores, too. I want to thank Hudson. They still have the book when you go on the at the airports and so forth. But over at Amazon.com, the dirty little secret is it's $13.25. And if you want to give this book as a Hanukkah gift or a Christmas gift or just read it yourself, and I strongly encourage you to read it. People actually have come up to me and said, this is the best book you've written. My wife tells me she thinks it's the best book I've written. And it's very accessible intellectually, very accessible. And you're going to see information in there, and you're going to say, wait a minute. That's right. Wait a minute. He's been talking about this fusion of Marxism and Islam, and there it is again in the book. And it's not just that. It's going to open your eyes to the way Washington works, politics works, the parties work, these different ideologies work. It's a really, I would argue, deep book on power, easily understood. And we have a friend, and she's very smart. She's a big-time lawyer, and she has dog-eared the book throughout. She has a yellow pen and highlighted the book throughout. And she said, I stopped because I'm highlighting every page. She showed it to me. And so I haven't talked about On Power in many, many months because it came out the end of July. But if you want to grab a copy at a tremendous discount right now, I'm telling you, $13.25. That's 51% off on Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble's having wonderful sales for all of its books. I love Barnes & Noble. They're bought by another company. They have refurbished most of their stores. They've expanded the numbers of stores. To me, it's like Disneyland. And you're going to love it there. You're going to love it there. And same with these other stores, too, please. I get it. But I'm just telling you, on Amazon, $13.25, you can't beat that. We'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Join the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and the Reading Ballet Theater as they make the holidays come alive with a truly magical performance of the Nutcracker. This beloved holiday tradition will create lasting family memories as our talented local dancers bring this timeless classic to life on the Shasta College stage. Presented by the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and Aaron's Home, the Nutcracker runs December 18th through the 20th at the Shasta College Theater. Get your tickets today at theredingartsproject.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
You know, folks, Americans rely on credit cards for secure payments and seamless transactions. But consumers stand to lose it all with the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandate bill. Big government mandates favor corporate megastores and allow them to choose how your credit card is processed. They might end up using untested payment networks that could jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Visit GuardYourCard.com to learn more. That's GuardYourCard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Asians and liberals line up for a smackdown. Free government cheese from Mark Levin.
If you're looking for really beautiful, illustrated, patriotic, warm books for your children, may I recommend my father's books, my late father's books? His book, Proverbs, was a fantastic book. You can go on Amazon.com and acquire them at a remarkable discount. He wrote the book Proverbs in 2015. It's a great book. He did all the illustrations in these books. He wrote a book called Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address Illustrated. He originally wrote it for adults, 1965. Back then it was considered cutting edge because he had photos in there of the battlefields and the dead soldiers and horses and so forth. It's tame stuff today, unfortunately. But it was reconfigured for children. He also wrote another beautiful book, Malice Toward None, and that was, of course, Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address. So he does history through photographs, through drawings, and the print is just beautiful for children. The Crossing, he wrote the book about George Washington, crossing the Delaware, the Battle of Trenton. These are the key issues. And in 2016, My Dog Spot, this book was actually written in the 1950s, before the book on Spot actually came out. But this was my dad's book, My Dog Spot, again with his original drawings and so forth. It's a beautiful little book. And the last book that my father wrote and drew, and I literally showed it to him 2 weeks before he passed away, is called Our Police, because he was very upset about the war on the cops. This is in 2018. And then we found, when he passed away, among his papers, he had done a drawing, and it was the cover of another book that he had in mind, again for young people. But unfortunately, his hand was shaking. But I framed it, and it's hanging right outside this office. It was going to be on the Declaration of Independence. He really wanted to get the younger people All you have to do is go to Amazon, type in Jack E. Levin, Jack E. L-E-V-I-N. His various books, they'll pop up. I see they're wonderfully on sale there. I haven't looked at this in years. But again, if you're thinking of Christmas or Hanukkah, a gift for your children or your grandchildren, they're beautiful books by a beautiful man. And he's gone now 7 years. It's hard to believe. He would be 100 years old. And my wonderful wife really, really liked my father. And his wonderful wife, my mother, she was fantastic too. But these books, this collection of books, they're really fantastic. 2014, 2013, 2015, 2018, 2016. I just remember when he did them, and they're published by Simon & Schuster. So, and the paper in the book is the beautiful, thick paper, the shiny type paper, so the book will last. It's just to really help parents and grandparents read these books to their young ones, or at some point they can read them. And Mr. Producer, your kids, I think their favorite one was Proverbs, maybe, or am I wrong? They loved Proverbs. And Our Police, the two. They may be my favorite, too. Proverbs and Our Police. Beautiful books. I encourage you to... Look, I don't make anything out of this. I'm just telling you these are beautiful books. I encourage you to at least think about them. You work very hard on them. Right now in war-torn Ukraine, elderly men and women like Maria face a brutal winter and a consistent search for food. Maria is 85 years old. She lives alone. She's nearly blind and has a broken hip. She hears those missiles coming in, those drones coming in day after day after day. She doesn't even know if she's going to live. And yet she's a Holocaust survivor. Her father and brother were murdered by the Nazis. Maria still lives in her childhood home. There's no indoor plumbing. There's no heat. It's freezing cold. And today, like yesterday, Maria barely has enough food to survive. Her hunger is unbearable. She prays for warmth and food and someone to help her, somebody like you. Through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, your gift, your tax-deductible gift of $25, helps provide a survival food box, saving aid for someone like Maria, right on the ground. That's where this fellowship is, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Please don't delay. Your gift today to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will immediately provide the life-saving food and hope for Maria and many like her in desperate need. To rush your gift, call 844-866-IFCJ, 844-866-IFCJ, or online at levinforthefellowship.org, L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, and you, the American people, red-blooded Yanks. God bless each and every one of you. And thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop. Every day.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Don't Don't miss Eden Theatre Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theatre at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theatre Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.